From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Commencement Speeches for the Class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Bobby Flay.
Graduation. It's a word that signifies accomplishment, the end of years of hard work, of challenging moments, of victories, big and small. It's the big deep breath you've been waiting for to take since your first class on the first day. Most of us look at graduation day as the end of a chapter, and it is. But in one blink of the eye, the page is turned, and the next chapter begins with the former readying you for the future. Most graduation days are replete with caps and gowns, rows and rows of graduates, their families and closest friends hovering over them with laughter and smiles of pride. After parties lined with amazing food and craft cocktails await you and your guests at some cool restaurant, packed with other groups doing the same things, scattered around the room. Not this year. Those dreams have been shattered, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. But you won't let one day of missed celebration spoil all that you've accomplished. To put it in perspective, it's one day. I promise, you'll make up for it. I also didn't have a graduation day. Neither high school nor college. My lack of graduation celebrations were self-induced, not interrupted by a global pandemic. I stopped attending school in the first semester of 10th grade, and I went to work. I traded the rest of high school and no chance of college for a pair of tongs and a kitchen apron. I was lucky to find a career that would help shape my life. But as I said, I was lucky, and frankly, I'm not proud of my lack of formal education. I missed my proms. I missed having a high school sweetheart or an amazing abroad program at fraternity parties in college, And of course, I missed my graduations. I didn't do the work. I wasn't invited. I have one child. Her name is Sophie. As you can imagine from my less than stellar educational career, I watched with pride as Sophie easily surpassed me by graduating from public high school and then made her bold move west to the University of Southern California. Her 4 years went quickly, and graduation day was emotional. Not only was I obviously thrilled for Sophie's accomplishments, but I remember walking through the campus weeping. I knew I'd miss seeing my daughter in all her USC swag galloping from class to class, shaping herself into a respectable, savvy, and worldly young woman. A leader, to say the least, who has the confidence to feel that anything is possible. Graduation day was what it is most years: crowded, loud, and celebratory. This year's graduation class is special. You're one of a kind, and you're singled out as the year of the pandemic graduates. It's a story that you'll be able to tell for the rest of your lives. You'll tell your children and your grandchildren the story. You've done the work, in a classroom, and virtually as well. Yes, your schoolwork is done for now, but more importantly, every one of you is getting a lesson of life that will serve you well, not just now, but for the rest of your lives. When I decided on my own volition to quit school, I immediately had to learn through the curveballs that life threw me. And now, so have each of you. You didn't quit. You adjusted and persevered. Your teachers, instructors, and professors all called audibles at the line of scrimmage to get you all in the end zone. Somehow, through the fear, it made you more reasonable, more caring about the people around you, more willing to do whatever you needed to complete your education. Bottom line, it's made you tougher. You've got a little more street cred than you had before all this went down. You're more ready for life's trials and tribulations than you were even 3 months ago. Education is mostly thought of as being administered in a classroom, but you received an unexpected bonus. Dealing with twists and turns of the unknown and the unthinkable gave you an added degree of resilience. It may not feel that way now, but I promise. Your experience through this will ready you for the future near and far in a way that a typical school year wouldn't. Giving blanket advice to such a wide swath of people can be daunting and can easily miss the mark. So I'll just tell you what my father has told me since I can remember and what I've passed down to my daughter through the years. Make choices that will better you in the long run, that add to the foundation of who you are today and will be in the future, as opposed to making decisions that only grant you instant gratification. They're usually short-lived and hollow. Roll up your sleeves every day and try to make the world, our world, a better place. There will be bad days and there will be good ones, but as long as we try, and I mean really try, no one can ask you for more. And remember, opportunities are there to be taken, and it's up to you to make it happen, no one else. Be proud of yourself and your entire class. The future light will shine brighter with each passing day as this smoke clears. Yes, there has been disappointments, and there are for every class. But for the graduating class of 2020, you are one for the history books, and no one can ever take that away from you. Congratulations.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.